PlayStation says nah to E3, and a new Xbox One is on its way. Let's jump into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to episode number 22 of Diggity, a video game podcast. I'm your host, Jeff James. As always, with me is the bodacious, the crustaceous, the ludicrous, lucius, luscious, Brody. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm really good. You can find us on Instagram at Diggity Podcast, and please subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, wherever you listen. We're there. You can subscribe to us. You can listen to us. We can be friends. And today's podcast, speaking of friends, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/diggity. You get access to over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. I personally recommend getting the audiobook Creativity Inc. It's kind of an insight into Pixar and how they maintain creativity and business. And yeah, I actually just gave you a decent book to listen to, not Donald Trump poetry like, you know, last week. So there you go. For the people out there that, you know, say, Jeff, you know what? You're selling this, but you're not telling me any good books to read. It's a really good book to read if you're kind of in a creative space. Honestly, even if you just have a business that's not creative, it kind of injects a little creativity into what might otherwise be a boring job and might spice it up a little bit. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity. to get your free audiobook download and 30-day free trial. As always, thank you to the Amazon team and to the Audible team for sponsoring the podcast. So there's a new segment on the show. As Brody giggles. there's a long time inside joke between me and Brody and DJ Khaled. I found DJ Khaled's Instagram a long time ago. He's pretty prevalent and mainly popular on Snapchat. That's how he became popular from the social media scene. But on Instagram, the great thing about Instagram is it literally just says, Jeff sent you a snap. You don't know who it's from or like a story, and you don't know who it's from. And every time Brody opens up, it's generally DJ Khaled saying something incredibly wise and full of wisdom. So, Brody, what's our words of wisdom from DJ Khaled today?
Don't spend some money for no reason.
Hell yeah, it's Black Friday. That's smart.
Yeah.
God, he's so wise.
So wise.
Holy hell.
What would we ever do without him?
Nothing. We'd be lost as a civilization. We'd be absolutely lost. Do you want to run into games coming out this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So on November 20th, which is tomorrow, or today when you're listening to this, sorry. Ooh, I slipped. Battlefield 5 on PC, PS4, Xbox One, Farming Simulator 19.
Hell yeah.
PC, PS4, and Xbox One, Jurassic World Evolution, Secrets of Dr. Wu DLC.
Sorry. <Ooh. laughs>
Oh, man. That's coming to PC, PS4, Xbox One. Nidhogg?
Yes, Nidhogg 2.
Okay. Nidhogg 2 on Switch. Mm-hmm. Marvel Spider-Man Turf Wars DLC on PS4.
That's crazy. I feel like the other DLC just came out. What the fuck?
They're fucking powering right through that,
Hell
man.
Yeah, they are.
And then we got Beat Saber for PS4.
It's called Beat Saber?
Yeah, you've never seen that?
No.
That's where you're like,
you beat stuff?
Like, Jesus. No, it's like the rhythmic game where you're swinging the lightsabers. It's like the VR.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
It looks like you're directing a fucking plane.
Yeah.
While you're playing it, right?
Either that or an orchestra. One of the two.
Right.
And then you got Warframe on Switch. And then on November 22nd, you have Woodpunk.
Wow.
And that's your games for the week.
You know what? Really, it's great to know that people are really giving, you know, after all these years of giving steampunk such a big outlet. It's great to know that Woodpunk is now making a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, man. I mean, Woodpunk was just walking
around with...
Jesus.
Man, I can't wait for Corkpunk, honestly.
Corkpunk.
Man.
I'm waiting for Bamboo Punk, personally.
Oh, shit. Didn't even think about that. Maybe another 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe another 20 years. Maybe they have chess pieces made out of wood.
Yeah.
No wonder that civilization didn't survive. Okay. Xbox Black Friday deals. I went through the list of Black Friday deals and picked and curated my list of what I think is some really hot deals. So as a famous used car salesman in the area that we live in would say, I'm passing the savings on to you, bitch. Black Ops 4. Black Ops 4 is $47.99. That's a pretty good deal because generally speaking, it's about $59.99. These are all live right now, by the way, on Xbox. Rainbow Six Siege is only $18. Portal Knights is $10. That's also on Game Pass, though. If you don't have that, and Game Pass is a dollar still for your first month, which is an incredible deal. Monster Hunter World is $25. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, $40.19.
That one's tempting, man. I got too much to play. 19 otherwise, cents, I'd though? Jump on it.
I don't understand the weird.
Yeah, that one.
Math
I don't
on
know.
This. Bastion is $3.75. Borderlands: The Handsome Collection is $19.80. Burnout Paradise Remastered is $8. The Crash and Sane Trilogy is only $25.99, which is, I mean, that's a pretty fairly new game.
Yeah, fairly new.
Diablo 3 Eternal Collection is $19, or $19.99, sorry. Dragon Ball FighterZ is $30, another good deal. Goat Simulator, $3. Can't go wrong with that. Goats, fucking goats. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5, $19.49.
God damn, that was an unfortunate sentence.
Oh, shoot. Grand Theft Auto 5.
God damn it.
$19.49. Can't go wrong with that game. Human Fall Flat, great game, $7.50. Life is Strange. It's like the whole package, everything, $4. Great game. Marvel vs. Capcom, $15.99. Need for Speed Payback, $12. And The Witcher 3, $20. That's a great lineup. Good job, Major Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
And Xbox team, you really killed it.
You really nailed it on the curation there, too, buddy.
Thank you. You think I did?
Yeah.
I picked through. Seriously. Not to say that the other games. Here's my thing. I think all the games that were in it were great. Everyone deserves a participation trophy. Even Fish Simulator, you know.
All right, let's not get carried
nothing
away.
Gets me fucking going like that. but no, I looked at these as like, what's the game, and like that's pretty much the value from it. So I figure, you know, this is the list. This no one can make a better list.
Nobody can.
This
make a better
is
list
the list. This is it.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Listen to anybody else. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that Greg guy. Who cares about that Greg guy? Don't listen to that other Jeff guy on Achievement Hunter. He's not going to tell you deals. He's not going to tell you. He's just going to tell you to sign up for Rooster Teeth first, which is a great deal. But anyway,
it's a great deal.
Anyways, these are my Black Friday deals. Those are the best.
So what'd you get into this weekend, buddy? We kind of cut that out of our Thursday segment. And,
we did. It kind of just left. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it just kind of left. It just disappeared one day and never came back.
Is that because I kept saying I was playing Rabbids?
I think so. And you lied to our entire fan base because I don't think you ever touched it.
I touched Rabbids.
Uh-huh.
I touched Rabbids.
All right. All right. Fine. Fine. So what'd you play this weekend?
Well, we played a little bit of Battlefield 5 through EA Access.
Man. Yes, sir.
Played a little bit of Red Dead. Turned on a little bit of Mario Kart 8 on the Switch, and played a really shitty Family Guy mobile game on my phone while I was waiting for something.
Hell yeah.
And that's it, man. That was my weekend. Thrilling. Yeah?
Yeah.
Just a blast.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I played a little bit of NHL.
Did you?
18. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was hockey.
Yes.
It was like playing NHL 17.
Oh, really?
Right. Huh. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, it was great. They added more slippery ice this year into the game.
Oh, more icy ice?
Yeah, more icy ice.
Perfect.
It's actually a DLC pack. It's actually a season pass. You can only get it with a season pass.
No, you get it. Get it.
And it comes in May. So, what did you play this weekend? Before we get obviously into the Battlefield 5 discussion, would you play?
Well, I picked up Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. So I got into that a little bit. I didn't make it too terribly far, but hand just kind of played around. Hand cramps. Yeah. I can't use the fucking little Pokeball thing. It hurts. I don't like it. And there's not all the buttons that you need. Like, if you go into your party and try to change one of the Pokemon out, you can't. It doesn't let you. It drives me nuts. So
seems like an oversight.
Yeah. It should have added, like, one or two more buttons on that.
That sucks balls.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Pokeballs. Got into that. I actually didn't play any Red Dead this weekend.
Oh, snap. Really?
Yeah, no. I don't know what it was. I wasn't feeling it this weekend, I guess. So, we played a little bit of Battlefield 5, and we'll actually dive into that a little bit later.
Yep.
I actually played a little bit of Call of Duty, and we played some Overwatch.
Oh, that's right.
Tell the beautiful people about our time with Overwatch.
That's right.
Oh. It started out very positive and went very negative very quickly.
Well, as one does when playing Overwatch. I mean, it's a great game.
Absolutely.
I think it's a fun game. We basically wanted to go on there. I mean, originally, Craig was like, hey, the new character's up. And then we went on there, hey, the new character's not up.
Yeah, it was up, but just not for
we were bamboozled.
Not for competitive play.
We were bamboozled.
So he lied to us because Craig's a sack of shit like that.
One day
I can say that because he's not going to listen. He's not going to listen.
Oh, yeah, that's what makes him a sack of shit.
Right. We can talk as much shit about him as we want because he's never going to
hear. One day, the hope is we become mildly popular and someone reaches out to Craig over Twitter and just says, Craig, you're a sack of shit. And like five people say it to him.
No reason.
For no reason. He has no idea why.
Yeah.
No, that's
no explanation, nothing.
That's all anyone wants to do with power on the internet. What else do you need? What else do you need? Overwatch is good.
It was pretty good. I had a good time.
In a long time. We were all like, oh my God, we're so shitty. And then like three minutes went past and we're like, oh my God, we're great now. And then we got our asses kicked. The other
and then
four
we
matches.
Lost five games in a row.
Oh my God.
To be fair, they were placement matches, but good God.
Oh, we were placed
in
hell.
Yeah, we were placed in hell. That was bad. It was rough.
Oh, good God. But yeah,
most of them were pretty close at least. I mean, there was a few blowouts, but I mean, eh.
It just, I don't know. The problem was too, we had people keep leaving our parties.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I don't leave parties, so I don't know what the banhammer is. I don't know what power the banhammer brings down. Like if it's like a 2 hour, you know.
I think
limit
for Overwatch, I think it depends on how many times you've done it and how frequently you do it. I think the first time's like 15 minutes though. I could be wrong. I could be way.
Is that
wrong.
Really going to deter somebody?
Probably not.
Like, I mean, it should be like.
But the thing
a week.
Is, like, it's kind of stupid anyway, because it suspends you for 15 minutes, and you still take the penalty regardless. So what do you gain by leaving a match anyway? I mean, you're not saving time. You might as well just finish the match and take the hit
the
just like everybody else. It's fucking stupid.
Welcome to the internet.
Just fucking stay.
Oh, absolutely. I think when I don't know if this is the same now, but for League of Legends, like when I was playing in college, like when I first really become hot, I got banned for like 3 days once because my internet fucked up.
Oh, damn.
Like 2 days or something like that. Some like it's crazy a number. I don't even think they do it anymore because it was just insane. Like I got banned and I didn't play it for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Riot. And then I went back after 2 weeks because I remembered. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Now that I'm done midterms, great. I can go back to, you know, procrastinating and playing League. This would be great. And I went back to it. Anyways, something totally not related to anything. The Golden Joystick Awards happened, and the winners have been announced. So I'm just going to run through this. And this might kind of give us a look into, well, some of these categories will give us a look kind of, I think, honestly, into the Game Awards.
Happening. I would imagine so, yeah.
Which, by the way, you and I still are discussing stuff, but there's a possibility and a chance that we're going to be live streaming the Game Awards and kind of just sitting there with a beer or two talking about what we're seeing.
Fuck that. I got moonshine, man.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Golden Joystick Award winner. So for best story, for best storytelling, God of War won that. Fortnite won best competitive game. I'll let that sink in. Monster Hunter World got best cooperative game. I'll let that sink in. The game where it's fucking impossible to join as a party got best competitive game or cooperative game.
Oh God, yeah.
Wonderful game. Wonderful game.
Fantastic game.
Fucking terrible to team up with somebody. Yep. Best visual design went to God of War. Best indie game went to Dead Cells. Sweet. Best audio went to God of War. The Still Playing Award went to World of Tanks, which I feel like that's like a fucking... I feel like that's a weird award to get. It's like...
Yeah.
Still playing World of Tanks.
It's almost a backhanded compliment in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Best performer was Brian Deckert as Connor from Detroit Become Human. Esports Game of the Year was Overwatch. Best VR game was The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim VR. God damn it.
Hell yeah.
Studio of the Year was Sony Interactive Entertainment, Santa Monica Studio. That's a studio that did God of War. Best new streamer slash broadcaster was Diggity. Whoa! No, it was Brian Deckard and Amelia Rose Blair. Mobile Game of the Year was PUBG on mobile. PC Game of the Year was Subnautica. PlayStation Game of the Year was God of War. The Xbox Game of the Year was Forza Horizon 4. The Nintendo Game of the Year was Octopath Traveler. Makes sense. Breakthrough Award was Unknown Worlds. The Most Wanted Game is Cyberpunk 2077, which that's also really weird. This is kind of like, hey, I'd fucking like this.
It's a weird award, I guess. I mean, like, it's an award for building the most hype in a year, I guess, which is bizarre.
Yeah. Critics' Choice Award went to Red Dead Redemption 2. No surprise there. The Lifetime Achievement Award went to Hidetaka Miyazaki, who works for From Software. The Outstanding Contribution Award went to the Xbox team for the Xbox Adaptive Controller, which that's awesome. And the Ultimate Game of the Year, not Game of the Year. Fucking ultimate game of the year went to Fortnite Battle Royale.
I think the reason they called it the ultimate game is because they had a PS4 game, a Xbox game of the year, and then also the... Yeah. But still, regardless, it's Fortnite, which...
Fortnite!
Yeah. All right.
Hit it up. Play it. It's fucking everywhere. Okay. Brody, you've got an interesting piece of news.
So the rumor... is going around again, as it tends to on the internet, but there supposedly is an Xbox in the works that is going to come out next year that does not have a disc drive. So this is the theory behind this is that it's to cut costs to get more people in and buying these consoles, and maybe take a step in the right direction, or in the direction of getting away from discs as our main way of buying games. So yeah, this is kind of an interesting one, honestly. I
think it's true.
I fully believe it would be true.
I don't see why wouldn't it. Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, good God, I mean, you can just, the amount of money, I mean, the thought is too that it basically sells for $199 going forward,
right?
In that, from what I've seen. Which makes sense. I mean, that's expensive, the disc drive, if that's the case. But, you know, because it's a Blu-ray player, right? At the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to be, what, like the Xbox One X? Or, I mean, sorry, the One S or the One X? Or which model of the Xbox do you think this is going to be?
I think it'll just be the One S. I think this is going to be like your Slim. This is like every, you know, it's like the exit, right, from the...
Right.
From this gen of console.
That's kind of what I assumed. I just kind of was curious what your opinion on that was.
I assumed they'd do the X. The 1S. I feel like the X needs... I feel like the X's internal still wouldn't... like they wouldn't be able to bring it down. Like, I think $199 is a compelling price to get someone to purchase something. And I think if you did it with Xbox One X, it would still be... like, an Xbox One X is, what, $499?
Yeah.
So, you know, let's...
Or I think it's $450 now, but yeah.
So let's say you, know, like you bring that, it down $100, $350, maybe compelling. I don't know.
You get it into like 300 or so, it's a little bit easier. Yeah. Like, for whatever reason, that jump between 300 and 400 is, that one's a huge, like, deal breaker.
Yeah.
But, I think if they could get the price of the 1X down, I think their sales would go up big time for sure. But I think even with this, I think this is going to be a big deal for them, and I think it's going to make them some serious money. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no, for sure. Do you think Sony does something similar?
I do not think so.
Really?
Not. I can see it next generation, but I don't
see
think
them coming out with at least like one more, maybe slim version. Perhaps it still has the disc drive, but maybe it's reshaped in some way, or just smaller packaging.
I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna see another iteration of the PS4 before the next generation or not.
Because we saw.
I'm thinking not.
Three
but.
PS3s, right? We saw the big fat one. Then we went down to like the matte plastic one. And then we went to one where it just like slid open, where it didn't have any sort of like mechanical drive or anything like that. You just like slid the top open, popped the disc in, and you slid it over. Do you remember that? It looked like a George Foreman grill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we had three of those. And for the Xbox 360, we had three of them. We had the original one. Then we had the Slim, which is a really good-looking console, I think. I think, to this day, I think the Xbox 360 was a brilliant-looking console. It's just so cool. Like, stands up, you know.
Yeah.
The power button's so big on it. Like, it just was awesome. And then we went from the Slim to another Slim that was, instead of touch buttons, all physical buttons, and was, like, a shiny black plastic, like a cheaper plastic. So we went through three iterations, and this would be three, I guess. It's kind of cheating it, because, I mean, you had your Xbox Day 1s, then you went, now it's just Xbox One S is all you can get now.
It'd be more like four iterations, really, at this point.
Oh, that's true, because the X.
If this does come out, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. And then the X, and then this one would be like a downgrade, where I guess it would just be like the S, but without a disc drive, which makes sense. Yeah. There's just so many people out there that probably be okay with that.
Oh, I'm sure. And there's a lot of people that don't understand why people buy physical, which, I mean, to each their own. I personally like to buy physical, but I don't know, man. I don't think this would be the console for me, but, I mean, if the price is right, the price is right.
Right.
And anymore, I mean, there's usually great deals on digital stuff anyway, and that's when I end up buying most of my digital content. I mean,
it's hard to find sales on physical discs now.
Yeah. I mean, if I can, I try to buy it physical most of the time, but since nobody's sending us their games, I guess we'll just have to keep buying them. And
One day. You know what I'm interested in about this, though? Is
what's up?
How GameStop takes this.
I've heard talks about that.
Will they sell
this? This could really hurt GameStop in the long run.
Well, sure. Like, will they sell it? Will they ever put it on sale? I don't know how the GameStop sales work for consoles. I know how it works for games, but I don't know if, like, Microsoft mandates that it goes on sale and it just happens, or if, like, they party up together. But, like, selling these, to me, hurts them.
Oh, yeah,
who
absolutely.
Who the fuck is coming in there to buy a piece of cardboard for a game? Like, it's not going to happen. Like, the only reason you go into GameStop is to purchase either a console or, like, a physical game. Like, all the t-shirts, all that shit, that's just there to purchase, you know, while you're there. Hey, I'll pick up this pop character.
Filler shit.
Yeah. Right. So I think it's going to really hurt them, and it'll be interesting to see how that relationship continues.
Yeah, what kind of business model is it when you sell a product that makes, like, 90% of your products obsolete? Like, it's just a weird
concept.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
even
really make GameStop money.
No.
I think they make little bit of money off each console sell. But they're kind of just like Xbox. They're just, you know, like Microsoft doesn't make any money off of the selling of these consoles. It's just the hope that people buy games and they get the royalty from the games, the 30% of the game. But yeah, I don't know. This would be very weird if this goes through. It'd be super, super weird to see what GameStop does.
I think I kind of wonder if this isn't a just not only just like something to get more people to buy more Xboxes, obviously. I almost wonder if this is a test of sorts, because we've heard quite a bit about, you know, Project Scarlet possibly being I personally don't think it will actually be, you know, without a disk drive. I think digital content's not going to take over completely this next generation. Yeah. But I do kind of wonder if this is a little bit of a test, you know. Dip your feet in the water and see what you're going to get.
Oh,
and
I guarantee it. Absolutely.
Which I think is smart by them, honestly, instead of just jumping in like they did with, you know, the Xbox One in the beginning. Like, oh, well, we want it to be everything, you know.
I think it's... Never understood why, like, I don't know. I feel like Microsoft could have so much, and same with Sony, could have so much more control over their console and selling it if they took a page of, like, Apple. Where, like, Apple still sells its stuff. I mean, you can buy Apple stuff in Walmart, but it's, like, it's, like, own dedicated, like, Apple kiosk and all this stuff. It's not, like, jammed on this, like, glass wall in the electronics section of a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, like, because this doesn't just hurt GameStop. I mean, this hurts anyone who sells a console, like a Target, a Walmart. It hurts all of them. So I wonder if this is just sold online.
I mean, that would...
Or in like a Microsoft store, at a Best Buy, like in a kiosk, even a Best Buy. I'd heard a Best Buy. Like whoever sells it except for Microsoft, it hurts them.
Well, I think maybe a Walmart. It's really not much of an effect on Walmart. Walmart's doesn't make most of their money off of games and consoles. I mean, so I could see like a Walmart and your Targets and Myers and like just your regular stores like that. I could see them selling it. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, like your GameStop or your Best Buys even. And I can even almost see Best Buy doing it. But I just because they have so many other products as well, so it's not like, I mean, they'd still be taking a hit, but it wouldn't be the worst. I think GameStop would be the big hang up, honestly. I mean, any of your dedicated game stores. And the thing that does kind of suck about this, and I mean, the writing's been on the wall here, but your local like brick and mortar game stores, you know, like we have one down where we are, and it's actually pretty solid, you know. But once we start getting to the point where everything's digital, I mean, you're gonna start seeing a lot of these local businesses go under, and that, I mean, that sucks. I mean, I don't care so much about GameStop going under, but to see some of the local businesses, especially because we've had where we live, you know, we've had a couple different iterations of local game shops, and they most of them just end up failing, and so I'm sure they see the writing on the wall, but still sucks to see.
No, I think it'll be cool. I think Sony does do something similar.
Think so?
Yeah, I think Sony does something.
They're already at what, three iterations as well? Because they had the original PS4, they had the PS4 Slim, and then they've had the PS4 Pro, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. They've had the third iteration. Yeah, I think they come up with something like this. I think they come up with something like this, and I expect it to be like super small.
Real small.
I mean, if you think about like, the disk drive is the size of a disk. Like, it has to be able to hold the disk, right? So you get rid of that. Like, I would assume that the Xbox, whatever it's going to be called, perhaps it's just called Xbox One, and that's the new one that you get or something like that.
Maybe.
I expect that to be smaller. I mean, why would you use more plastic? It's just costing you money.
Right.
You know, if you can fit it smaller. But yeah, I think that
make
that,
it like the size of like the NES Classics or
no, like the
not quite that small.
You remember the Wii when they were on the last iteration of the Wii, and it was like a top loader, and you or a clamshell, sorry, and you popped open the top and then you put the disc in instead of like being vertical. I like that size.
Okay.
I think personally
that wouldn't be
and
too
then
bad.
I think like they'll do. The thing is with this, like if they're gonna sell something like that, they have to really go hard on the like the storage capacity in them.
Right. Absolutely.
But
I mean, an all digital console has to have the room for the storage.
Right, but in the past, I mean they launched with what, like 5 gig fucking Xbox 360s, remember that?
Yeah, that was rough. That was real rough.
One game on it, it was full. And then you either had to go get an external hard drive or buy, you know, the clip-on memory card for the top of the 360.
Mm-hmm. I went through a few of those. I had to buy bigger of the, like, clip-on hard drives for the top of them.
So, yeah, I could imagine. Ridiculous. I could imagine them doing a small amount.
Yeah, I can see that.
It'd be interesting.
Why not?
Whatever. Cool. The main meat of this episode, bringing up right now, Battlefield 5. So you and I both played a couple hours of Battlefield 5, and we'll probably play a little bit after we were finished recording here, maybe.
I would imagine so.
And we were pleasantly surprised. So we played it on, you can play it today when this podcast goes up. You can play it today, starting today. But we've been able to play it early on because we have EA access. It's good.
It is good.
Holy shit, it's good. Like, a couple of, and I want to make this clear, like, on the podcast before, we kind of, like, we didn't bash it, but we definitely had a lot of doubts on it, and we were very scared about it and worried about it and whether or not we're going to pay for it or not. And I totally take it back. Like, I think it's a good game. I think it's a good game. Everything feels really good. Some of the
and
things,
mind you, EA is not paying us for this. We have no sponsorship with
not
EA.
Not at all. We have no sponsorship.
We have no dog in this race. So no, we are just telling our honest opinion.
Yeah. Some of the things I like about it. I think the vehicles are a lot cooler, easier to drive. I think sniping is definitely improved. Weapon customization is incredible. You've got, just the way that shooting feels, it feels a lot more rewarding, especially when you get, like, a really good snipe in. It's an incredible feeling. The environments look great. The game generally graphically looks better than Battlefield 1 by leaps and bounds. It seems to load faster. And the number one complaint that we've both of us share, and you can, you know, attest to it as well with your little piece here on what you think is great in the game, but the UI, like the menu, like matchmaking, all that kind of stuff, so much quicker, so much faster, so much easier. We found a couple of issues a couple of times, but we're in early access, so I can't hold it against them in any way. This isn't the public version, so for all I know, there's an update coming out tomorrow, but we've ran into like one or two periods where we've been kicked, but jumped right back in. So it's not like, you know, I was stuck. But, you know, had a blast with it so far.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, and I was very, very wrong about this, because I was very much in the camp that I hated the beta, absolutely despised everything about it, didn't like how fast everything was. It was just a completely, it didn't feel like Battlefield. Now, I will say the time to kill is much quicker than previous Battlefields, or at least it feels like it, but it almost feels like it was a step from Battlefield 1 into Battlefield 5 that it was almost, it almost felt natural, like the increase in time to, or sorry, the decrease in time to kill. So it you die very quickly, but it doesn't feel off. And it did for me in the beta, but I actually playing it in the game this go around, it felt natural and it felt right. Like you said, you know, the vehicles and the environment is just gorgeous, and they all play very well. All of the gunplay is amazing. I actually really, really like the gunplay. Mind you, I am not very good at Battlefield, and I never have been, but it's fun. I enjoy Battlefield, but I think they actually, after the beta, I think they actually listened, which is not something that a lot of people are going to give EA credit for, because EA gets a lot of hate, or EA gets a lot of hate, but I think they actually did, you know, after this beta went and, I mean, they had 139 pages of patch notes, so they had to have done something. I mean, and you can read through them, so they're not just full of gibberish, but I think they, whatever they did, and some of it's hard to place my finger on. I mean, it's something felt differently, but at the same time, it felt right. So, yeah, I think this was a one that's shocked me for sure, and I'm happily going to pick it up. So
yeah, and I haven't picked this up. I still have a lot of trial left, like a lot of time in my trial, but I am considering picking it up, which is crazy because the previous I'm like, I'm glad I escaped, because you're kind of like, oh shit, like me and Craig went halvesies on this, and I'm kind of committed now. And now yeah. I'm kind of past, I'm like, hey, this is actually good. And I can actually see us like playing a decent chunk of this. The only problem have is too many good fucking games coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so many games and not very much time to play it.
I'm a huge data nerd on this, but I'd love to see like just how much, like how little of time people are spending on games right now because of how many fucking good games there are.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, dude, in 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, Smash.
Oh, boy. I'm so fucking excited.
Brody's body is ready.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my absolutely. God. No, but like 2 weeks from now, we're, you know, Smash is coming out.
Right.
And Battlefield came out today. Mm-hmm. When this, you know, when this podcast goes live, it comes out today. Smash comes out. Fallout 76 was like, what, last week?
You were talking about good games. Don't bring that in here.
Oh, shit. Fallout 76 came out. You know, Red Dead, a couple weeks before that. There's a lot of good games, man.
And I'd love to see. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Forza Horizon 4.
Oh, my God.
Spider-Man. Holy shit.
Crazy. Oh, here's your Metacritic update for Fallout 76. 2.8.
Oh God!
I am not. Oh, man, I am not hearing shit about this game.
No,
I pretty much just died. Thing.
It just died. Oh man, that's a rough one there.
Yeah, I'm not hearing a damn thing. I would I'm not love seeing to be anything. I'm not seeing GIFs. I'm not
I'd
seeing
love
anything.
To be a fly on the wall at Bethesda right now.
I don't think they give a fuck.
You don't think so? They have to give a fuck. They have to at least give a small fuck. Like, not a whole lots of fucks, but, like, at least one or two fucks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess care because they spent money and worked on it, but I don't know how the fuck you fix this.
That's the worst Metacritic score I've ever seen.
Here's some
it's
crazy
on a
shit.
Giant AAA game.
This guy wrote, "Thanks for ruining my favorite saga of my life, Bethesda. You won't see a dollar by me anymore. 19 of 23 users found this helpful."
Yeah.
"I am disgusted with this is what Bethesda has sunk to. Congratulations on screwing up your game. Can't wait for game journalists to pile on in an attempt to save their corporate overlord. Mythbusters actually proved that you can polish a turd. So seeing this, Todd decided to dump out the world's largest turd with 100% functioning store so we can all microtransaction that brown into a shiny personalized monetized pile of Fallout 4. Your own bum. My beloved Fallout, where forth art thou?"
That was a brilliant review. Oh, God.
"Making an online Fallout game with the same engine from Morrowind meant to support dozens of players and is known for its bugs. What could go wrong? ... Seriously, take that fucking engine behind the barn and blow its brains out."
Time to put it down. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
What a fucking dumpster fire.
Oh, here's a really good one. This is the last one before we get into stuff. "Thank you, Bethesda, for stealing my money for a piece of shit. Bugs can be solved, so I do not care about them, but the game is boring. Why does it make sense to do a quest? Where's the logic? Quests like protect area against some monsters if there are no NPCs. Why should I? Cooperation with another online player just sucks. Why shall I do a co-op if I can kill all monsters by two gunshots? Where the fuck is looting? Not appropriate level to equip. I don't want to equip. I want loot. Building mechanism. Trying to put a floor is like a mini game, but pretty boring. Hey, Bethesda, well done. I'm applauding you for spending money on a useless project, which will die in the dark. As a big fan of the whole Fallout series, you've just screwed up all key features and killed all reasons why we love Fallout. And do you think that the only reason for buying games are graphic modes and brands? kick out of the door Tom with all of his stupid ideas. It's Todd. That's embarrassing. Stupid ideas and sell the brand to somebody who will do the same for game. Will do the games for gamers and not egotistic, useless ideas. By the way, I want my money back. You promised game and fun. And I received a simulator of walking through boring but quite nice looking nature in the middle of Western Virginia. Well, it's West Virginia. That's a state. Without story, without quest, without NPC, and even worse, without reason to play.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they don't care right now, but I bet they're going to care the next time a Fallout game comes out. Because I think they really did alienate a lot of their fan base. We'll see. Time will tell.
It's fucking crazy, man, that went out. We called it.
Yeah. Yep, we sure did. I don't know if I'm proud of that, but we did call it. And here we are.
This is what it's like.
Speaking of, not really a shit show, but just some kind of an interesting tidbit of news that could be taken in a couple different ways. Sony is not going to be at E3 this year for the first time in the show's 24 years of running.
Yeah.
Some people are reading this as a show that PlayStation thinks they don't need E3. Other people are reading it as the opposite, saying that they're basically taking a kneel on this generation and just waiting for the next one. I don't know, man. It's one of those things that they just kind of were like, hey, we're not coming to E3, and that's about it. Like, there's been no press release from them, no explanation. I mean, I guess it's just kind of an interesting one because they did have a press release at the same time of this saying that they will be hosting their own show, but it is not going to be during or around E3. Mm-hmm. So it's either going to be before or after or something, but we don't know for sure. But that's an interesting one in a couple different ways. I mean, are they walking around with the biggest balls in town thinking that they, you know, just, I don't need this conference anymore, even though so many fans and all that look forward to this? Or I don't know. What direction do you think they're going with it there, buddy?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah. I think the only reason why they're doing this is for big reasons. This is the PlayStation's anniversary coming up here in June. Or not in June, but coming up in 2019. So I think they'll do like a really cool, I think they'll do a lot of awesome things. Mm-hmm. I think everybody is honestly going towards or at least moving towards this. Like, I would think that Xbox, the reason why Xbox did an XO18 is to see if they can do their own kind of their own production of their own show.
They definitely can, as long as they go back to Mexico again.
Oh yeah, I mean, God,
some diehard fans out there, man.
To yell anything, for God's sake. Absolutely, Fallout 70. Maybe you should get fucking the Bethesda team out there yelling for 76. But yeah, no, I think E3 is weird to me. Like, I've been to E3. It is really cool. But from a marketing perspective, especially where technology is at with streaming, it doesn't really make sense to me that any, like, all the companies like come together. And I get it that they do their, you know, mainly they do their shit on different days. But like, they don't have to do that. You know what I mean? I think it's just kind of like an industry thing that people have, like, you know, respected for a little while.
Yeah. It just became kind of like a tradition, really. I mean,
yeah, no, exactly. But I think like there's more value in going off and doing their own,
right?
You know, presser on just like a random day. To get all the press that they possibly can. And I think PlayStation's just doing it honestly for the fact that it is the anniversary. I don't think it's a we don't need these guys, you know, fuck E3, blah blah blah. I think that they'll be there. you know, in 2020. But, you know, I get it to an extent. Like, Nintendo's done it. Like, Nintendo's already done this.
Yeah.
Like, Nintendo doesn't announce shit at E3.
They announced Smash at E3 this year, didn't they? Or was that a direct before?
It was a direct.
Yeah, because they showed gameplay at E3.
They have a booth at E3.
They do a presentation as well. But it's kind of like its own...
But it's like a treehouse. It's
detached, like
they're
yeah.
They're just playing stuff that was already announced, you know?
No, they had a direct during it as well this year.
Yeah, but that's not in person, you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Right. Yeah, they didn't have an in-person presentation. I got you.
Yeah, so it's kind of like... They've already done it. Microsoft seems to be, you know, I think the fucking only reason why Microsoft actually has one during E3 right now is Microsoft literally owns the fucking theater across right. from the Staples Center and the Convention Center. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's no, you know, it's no bug in their ass to get going and to do a, you know, to do a conference. But that being said, I think E3 will turn into showing new games coming out. I think it'll always do that for some of the smaller studios and stuff like that. But I really think, you know, E3 turns into more of a GDC eventually rather than this kind of like big announcement stuff, which kind of sucks because it's like that was kind of like one of the last I mean, that's the shit that you read about as a kid, right? Like you get the Nintendo Power magazine or you'd get like Xbox Magazine, you read up all about like E3 and all the cool shit that was announced, or like, you know, you'd watch the live streams, or you'd watch like G4 TV,
right?
You know, during that whole like couple days and watching the coverage of it. But yeah, I think people got to get used to the fact that people like these bigger companies are going to leave. I mean, the amount of cost behind them, and just to get, you know, a couple hours of. Because here's the thing, you're fucked too. Like if you're Sony and you announce a PS5, which I think totally they're going to announce a PS5 at whatever their event that they're going to put in instead of doing E3 is. I also think that they're doing it ahead of like on their own because they're going to do it well before E3.
Yeah. You think it's going to be like what, March, April time or what?
Yeah, I think it's going to be well before E3 because I think their thought is that Xbox is going to show theirs at E3.
Yeah, get ahead.
And they want to be ahead. And unless you're going to, like, I mean, you have two things. Either you're going to announce it at E3 or anything else. Like, if you're still going to be part of E3, but you're going to announce it beforehand, you know, you're not.
Yeah.
There's no point.
You have at E3.
Yeah, there's no point. I mean, I guess there's a point because you're showing games. But, you know, like, I think it's smart. I don't know. They're not even going to have a booth. Like, they're not going to have any presence, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be not there at all, supposedly. So
I don't know if you saw that image go around, but there's someone who like made this like fake map of E3, and it just had like Fortnite was like fucking like 3/4 of E3, and then it was, which is funny because the Fortnite like booth area last year was fucking massive.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that. That was insane.
But yeah, they had like 3/4 of the floor map is like Fortnite, and this is just fake, and then like the top is like nachos and then bathrooms and then it was like a Square Enix booth and gaming chairs for sale.
Oh god, that's great.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I'm sure Microsoft is super fucking happy. This is the thing though, Microsoft can stay now. I didn't even think about this because you have Nintendo doing the direct. And Microsoft and Nintendo work together pretty well anyways right now from what we can see. Yeah. And Sony goes off does their own thing. Good. You know, Microsoft just single-handedly, you know, has E3 to themselves now.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft, if they play their cards right, they could go out there and absolutely fucking kill it. I mean, I know being the biggest talk of E3, especially when one of the big competitors isn't there, isn't really like... the best gold medal you've ever had, but if they go out and actually kill it, like people who aren't even all that hardcore into gaming, you know, people who don't normally pay attention to like, you know, XO18 or something like that. I mean, even a lot of those people are watching E3 or watching coverage on E3 or even just summaries of each presentation or something, because E3 does have this tradition and this name that it has built up. So, I mean, whether it's, whether, you know, it's as relevant now as it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago or whatever, it still has its place, I think. And like you said, I think PlayStation will be back in 2020. I think this is a one-year step away for the anniversary type of thing. But it is interesting because it does open the door for either PlayStation to kill it by announcing early or for Xbox to kill it by just absolutely owning E3. And it also opens up a slot in E3 scheduling, so now someone else has a big window to step in and do a presentation if they want to. You know, then we've seen that in maybe, you know, Google with their the Google streaming that they're doing, and maybe Google makes an appearance at this this next year's E3, but who knows? I think it's going to be one of those things that will be very interesting, and I reacted to it kind of poorly when they announced it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, why wouldn't you be there? You know, even if it's not beneficial for you, it is, mm-hmm. I think, to an extent, a fan thing at this point, because even though fans had just kind of been allowed to come back to E3 in the last couple of years, or what, 2 years?
I think it's like two or three, something like that, yeah.
Two or three, yeah. I think the amount of streaming and the amount of everything else that goes on to broadcast this around the internet.
Oh my God, yeah.
The amount of people that watch it is absolutely fucking crazy. And I think, so I took it almost as a slap in the face when they first did it. But after stepping back and kind of
move.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's like pick your
poison, honestly.
Right.
Like, it's either you stay and lose possible reach, or you go and...
Yeah.
I mean, like, shit. Like, if they did this, like, last year, and they weren't announcing a console, whatever. Right. But, like, if you're launching a funky console, like...
E3 is traditionally where that happens.
And I just feel like you'd still get a shit ton of reach.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so that's the thing. Like, I think E3 had its... was its own platform, and I think it had, I think honestly E3 has a better reach than what an individual PlayStation convention has. I think they're I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to do a giant live presentation or what, but
well, they did a weird like hybrid one last year anyways too, where they had like half
last year
of it
was
in a,
weird man
they had, like, half of it in a church, and then that guy came out with the fucking piece of bamboo blowing into it.
Yeah, that was weird. I really, really hated Sony's presentation this year.
It was bad.
God. But no, I think this was one that, you know, after I kind of stepped back from it, I do see both sides, I think. But at the same time, I still think it's a weird move, and I think it has the potential to... not really hurt them, but I think a lot of people are kind of pissed off about it, just for tradition's sake, if nothing else. I mean, and it's just kind of weird. Like you said, you know, if they weren't announcing a console, whatever, but I don't know. It's just an odd one, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Well, and without,
I feel like
any...
they're never coming back.
Like, oh, you changed your mind already?
No,
you
I feel like they're never coming back. Yeah, I take it.
Yeah,
back. Yeah. Well,
take it back.
Because it's my thing. Like, if you're gonna do this, like, and you're gonna do, when you're gonna release a console, again, you're gonna do it before E3. The only reason you're gonna do it is because you want to announce it before E3, right? So you're not gonna want to be part of it. But if you just waited anyways, like, E3 is a prime place for the reach of it. And to your point, like, there's fucking Nintendo fans that would have been, or like Xbox fans that just would have been waiting there for Xbox news on E3. And if Sony announced a new console, everyone would have still went over and fucking looked at it.
Right.
Like, you're going to sit there and be like, oh, fuck it. I'm Xbox. Blah, 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 blah. I only play Xbox. No, you're going to go take a look at it because it's a new fucking console. So if they do this, I don't think they ever come back. I think they're done, man. Some shit must have went down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I was there last year, there was fucking PlayStation stuff everywhere. Like, that's fucking so strange everywhere. They had Spider-Man on the convention center, like, you know, the famous, you know, banner and all that shit. Yeah, so it was, like, Spider-Man on there. They had a shit ton of, like, they had a lot of booth space for Sony in there. Like, they had a whole MLB batting cage thing outside for MLB The Show. They had, like, a little bit like, a shop set up for the fucking Daily Bugle for Spider-Man. They're selling fucking PlayStation Nikes, like Jordans.
Jesus. That's crazy.
So it's cool, but it's like, all that's gone now.
Yeah.
And it's like, something must have fucking went down, or like, maybe, for all we fucking know, and like, I went as industry, but also like, I think everyone also in the industry goes as a fan, no matter what, especially if it's your first time going.
Right.
And like, I don't know. Like, they must have fucking, I mean, they must know something. Nobody just makes this, right, as a guess. Like, it's, they must have a very locked down, educated guess as to, like, hey, people fucking look at this console. All they have to do is tease that there's going to be a fucking, like, you know, put a silhouette of a box or something for the next console, and then the date, and they'll probably get a shit ton of people streaming it.
Oh, yeah.
Will it be as much as E3? Everywhere. I have no idea.
This is such a strange one to me. Like, I'm almost in the same, I don't know. I don't know if they'll return or not. And I think that will determine or be determined based upon how this all goes. So if their presentation or direct or whatever they end up having does exceptionally well and seems to do better than what, you know, E3 has done for them in the past, which is still kind of hard to judge based, because it all depends on what you announce, right? But if it does well for them, I could see them maybe not coming back. But if this does shitty, if this goes very poorly and is received very just awful by fans, do you think they'll come crawling back and want, you know, E3 to take them back, or you think they're going to be too prideful to do that?
I don't think they're coming back. Even if they wanted to come back, I mean, it's not really Sony crawling to E3. I think it's more E3, you know, wanting that money. That's a lot of fucking money they lost,
bro. Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, if this doesn't do well and, you know, E3 is showing that it has a better reach.
You don't think this will do well? Like, I think it's the right year. It's wrong to do it, but it's also right.
I'm not saying it's not going to do well. I'm saying, what if it doesn't do as well as E3 would have done? Because I think E3's reach is going to be much, much larger than what their own conference or presentation would be.
What if they're like going for that shit where it's like, okay, cool. So like, announce a PS5 like before E3, and then the whole time during E3, when like Xbox announces its new console or shows it off or something like that. Then it, like, it's all just a comparison the whole time, because that would happen, right? Like, if one, whoever fucking goes first, they're going to come up when the next console gets announced afterwards. So if PlayStation goes first the entire time for Xbox, you know, we are, all the journalism like outlets for fucking games and stuff like that are just going to talk about, what are the comparisons, what are the differences between two systems, you know, what are the exclusives, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, they're still tapping that reach, in my mind. Like, they're still going to get that. Like, there's no way that IGN is going to sit there on the E3 show floor and Xbox is going
to compare the two. Right. But at the same token, I mean, they're going to have to come at their own presentation. They're going to have to come in pretty strong and actually have some stats to go off of then. Because if they don't have shit and they just do a quick little teaser trailer, you know, like we'd been talking about, like the intro of some of the shitty, like, 2000s. Action movies where it goes inside the gun. Like, yeah. Boom. Now, if they do some shit like that and they have nothing to compare it to, no benchmarks, no nothing for this console, like, that's going to be an issue.
I think they'll show it.
It's going to be a full-blown...
Yeah, I think they'll bring that son of a bitch out on, like, some... You know,
son of a bitch.
It'll fucking float out of a table. Some table come out, it'll open up, and it'll come fucking flying out of that thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be $6.99.
Probably some bullshit like that will go down. Why not?
Oh, I bet you it'll be the same price the Xbox One X is and the PS4 Pro is. I bet you that's the new standard of pricing.
$500?
Mm-hmm. I bet you. I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, the Xbox One. I mean, unless it's the Xbox One, dude.
Unless this is the first console where they come out of the gate being like, hey, and there's a 4K version, and there's also a normal version.
Yeah. The Xbox One released at 500, too. I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all. I mean, we've already been there, so.
We'll have to see. I think they'll hit the ground. I think this will be like one of their strongest. If they're not strong with it, they're dead in the water, irregardless. Yeah. Because, like I've said before, Microsoft is like a smell fucking blood in the water and is ready to just fucking come at them and just kill them.
It's weird for me because I would probably consider myself an Xbox fanboy in a way. But I try to not be biased because I actually do like my PlayStation. But first and foremost, I mean, I had the Xbox One X, or sorry, the Xbox One on release. I've bought most of my games on Xbox One. I buy pretty much exclusives on PlayStation. And so it's, I don't know. I almost wonder if part of it is me just not wanting to be like excited for this. But I also think that Xbox is doing a lot of things for gamers, and they seem to be more centered around gaming and the community of gamers. And don't get me wrong, they're still a business. They still want to make money. But, you know, you got your adaptive controller, you got the crossplay, the playing nice with Nintendo, and while all this is going down, you still got Sony over in the corner like, no, I'm not sharing this, that, you know, like, I'm just finally doing the crossplay after being begged and begged and begged for, you know, a damn near a year. Like, I feel like this next generation, Xbox is going to further push themselves as the company that's actually for the gamer. And where we stand now, I mean, obviously we're going to be paying attention to it. I mean, aside from being gamers and we run a podcast on this shit, so we clearly have to pay attention to what's going on.
No way.
I think for me, as it stands now, I mean, PlayStation's going to have to do a lot to get me to buy their console on release.
That's fucking crazy. But you bought the PlayStation 4, though, because I'm going to, like, fight that, because you bought the PlayStation 4 because of Spider-Man and God of War.
Yeah.
So what
because
if
I wanted
come
to play
with,
those two games.
Yeah, so what if they come with exclusives on that? I mean, is that enough
to
sell
I'll
it?
Buy it later on in the later on, but I'm not going to buy it at release.
But also, because the problem is, too, is that you're going to buy it, then it's not going to be, like, your main device.
No. No, PlayStation will... I can... pretty, unless Xbox really fucks something up, which I think this is probably the worst generation they're going to have for a little while. Mm-hmm. I don't think PlayStation will ever be my main console. I've always loved Xbox. I always use Xbox. I prefer Xbox. And I mean, as far as the first console I'll buy from the next generation, it's pretty much without a doubt an Xbox. Unless PlayStation comes out at the gate with something absolutely fucking crazy.
Can I make a guess here?
Sure. Go ahead.
I guess that sometime in April, I think PlayStation slowly teases shit. So I think they tease in like March, they tease in April, they announce in May, they show it off in May, or they literally show it off during E3, but not at E3. And like just save
which
money,
which would be a shitty
not...
thing to do, considering they said they're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
okay, maybe they show off in May, and then it launches December 3rd, 2019, on the 25th anniversary of the PlayStation.
That very well could be.
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't, right? I mean, it's holiday season, holiday time.
Yeah,
you know,
that would make sense.
Or maybe you launch it a little earlier. I have no idea. Maybe Black Friday stuff. But, yeah, I think be super interesting. We'll be covering the shit out of it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
we'll be
absolutely.
Covering the shit out of E3. That'll be a crazy week for us. So, fuck, we might be there. We don't know yet.
Yeah, especially if we go there, it would be even crazier. Regardless, it's fucking crazy. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So we'll have to take a gander at everything. And I think they'll do a good job. They have a lot. That's the thing, though. Like, they have the shittier end of the stick. Right, like, what does Microsoft really have to lose here, right? Like, they have a great subscription service for games. They're finally getting exclusives. They're building that repertoire of studios to create those exclusives. Like, mm-hmm. they come out, like, every month or every other month, and exclusives going to come out, right? The writing's on the wall for that. So, and they're the lesser-selling console, so they have nothing to lose. I mean, they're just...
Yeah.
They just need to do mildly better than the last E3, which isn't hard to fucking beat.
Right.
But Sony... Like, you're talking almost 100 million fucking units. Like, you got a lot to live up for. That's 100 million users of your platform. So you got to make sure that, you know, you carry those people over with you. So, you know, the first step of that is, in mitigation of that, is announce it first. Be the first one out the fucking gate. You know, get those buy-ins. Get the pre-orders going. Get people, you know, taking $200 out of their wallet and going, okay, this is for the PlayStation when it comes out. You know, like, yeah. Or saving room on their credit card and be like, okay, cool, this is when... You know, December 3rd, 2019, buying the new PlayStation.
I think Xbox is going to take back over this generation.
Oh, really? I think it's going to be even.
Really?
I think it's going to be a very weird generation. I think it's going to be like 50 fucking 50. And then the next one, I think Xbox takes over. I think there's still too much time. Or at least I think it's going to be like 50-50 for, like, you know, a considerable amount of time. And then I think after a couple of years, I think Microsoft takes over just with the exclusives.
I don't know. I don't see.
Man, it just feels a lot like of people PlayStation that fucking love PlayStation.
No, I know that. That's not what I was gonna say. I don't see PlayStation doing anything new. They're not doing anything exciting to me. They jumped into the VR thing, whatever. But
it's done well.
I think from everything we're hearing from Xbox and things, I feel like they're pushing things and going in the right direction. And I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Xbox, like you said, you know, I could see it being dead nuts or Xbox being a little bit ahead, but mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the generation that Xbox makes a hell of a comeback because, their asses beat this generation.
Sure. I think like 3 years into it or something like that, you know, Xbox pulls ahead by leaps and bounds just because of the studios, you know, all the studios working on different projects. Because
that'll be about the time you'll, 2 to 3 years, you'll probably start seeing the all those exclusives that these studios have been working on.
Yeah, they'll be fucking teased for sure. You know, they'll be fucking teased on the first, like, announcement of the new Xbox. They'll fucking show, here's a new game, and then, like, you know, pull a Kingdom Hearts and it's not coming out for 7 years, but, you know, that's besides the point. But yeah, PlayStation just, like, PlayStation fans are fucking hardcore, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are.
Which is why I sit there and go, like, I think PlayStation has never been that great at PR in comparison to Microsoft. I think Microsoft has had such a shitty keynote presentation on the Xbox One. When it launched, they just got a head start.
It was very bad, yeah.
They got a head start.
No, I think they shot themselves right in the foot on that
sure. They gave them the fucking keys to the kingdom.
Yep.
And it's very hard to get back because, like, I mean, people play the fuck out of these games. And, like, for your instance, right, we're friends. We play on fucking Xbox all the time. We don't play on PlayStation. If I got a PlayStation, would we? Maybe.
Maybe.
Also additional cost. Like, I don't want to fucking pay for online.
I use my PlayStation pretty much for single player games. Just to play the games that I didn't have. But, and, you know, we're fucking 5 years into the generation and I finally just now picked up PS4. Like, that's where I think.
Five or six?
Like, yeah, 5 or 6. Yeah, yeah 6 years. Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah. That's where I think. Even for the next PlayStation, like, as far as we sit now, like, there is no exclusives that are going to be, that they have announced that I am so excited for that I'm going to go out and buy a PlayStation for. Not a single one. Last of Us 2 is cool, but I haven't even played the first one yet, so whatever. So it would be years before you see something that would maybe get me to go ahead and buy a PlayStation. That's just where I'm at. I don't know. I think I am excited to see what they announce. Just as a gamer and as someone who creates content, I mean, I think That's exciting. That's something that's cool. I want to get excited with people who are excited for it, but I don't know. It'll be interesting. This will be a very, very interesting year, I think. This is going to be crazy, for sure. And the next year is going to be even crazier.
Yeah, and Sony's hinted that they're going to be, you know, hosting more than one event this year. Yeah. So that's awesome. So we could see, like, you know, just something exclusively on PS5, probably in May, if mm-hmm. I had to guess. And that's what a lot of other places are saying. But yeah, and they're saying that PS4 backwards compatibility will be included in the PlayStation 5. So that's awesome.
Has that been confirmed? I heard there was rumor of that.
It's been hints and rumors and stuff like that.
Yeah. God, if they don't do that, Sony patents. People are going to shit all over them.
There's patents that have been privately, you know, filed and stuff like that. Like, right. You know, which includes a title in it, you know, remastering by emulation. So it's, I think it's going to be happening.
Yeah. We will see, my friend.
We will have to see, but yeah, I bet you they announce it in May, and I think it launches in December, and I think the fucking new Xbox, I think the new Xbox doesn't launch in 2019, I think it launches in 2020.
Like the next generation or the discless? Yeah. Or
the next generation. Okay. I think Xbox comes out later than the really? PlayStation. Yeah, I just don't think they're ready.
That wouldn't be a good move when you just spent the last generation behind.
No, I know.
Giving them a head start.
I think their hope is just the games.
Yeah.
I mean, the games is what ultimately sells the fucking box.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
when you went and bought the PlayStation because of two games, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay if it takes a couple years. Yeah, it still sells, though. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine, but when your console comes out first and people are ready to move on to the next generation and nobody or in only one company has the next generation out, you already have a hell of a head start because people are ready to move forward.
Oh, yeah. You get the latest and greatest thing. Yeah. No.
Right. Because some people aren't as dedicated to either Xbox or PlayStation. No, they don't give a shit. They just want the next console that does awesome shit, right?
No, absolutely. So, no, we'll have to see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I just don't think, I don't know. I have a hunch that it'd be 2020.
I hope Xbox doesn't. Oh, I hope so too. They gotta get that out before, or else they're gonna be playing catch up again.
Mm-hmm.
At least for a couple years.
But hey, we sat here what 6 years ago, and everyone said, "Oh, consoles are dead." Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck.
Yeah, who the fuck knows anymore?
Fucking ridiculous statement. Anyways, what's not a ridiculous statement? This podcast is brought to you by Audible. That's a truthful statement. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/diggity. Get access to over 108,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. I personally recommend listening to Creativity Inc., which is an inside book at John Lasseter and the Pixar gang and the brain trust behind Pixar and how they inject creativity into their business and move forward as an innovative team and company. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity to get your free audiobook download. It could be Creativity Inc., could be Poetry of Donald Trump, could be anything. It doesn't really matter. And you get a 30-day free trial as well. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity. Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What was that?
I accidentally opened something on my phone.
Oh, shit.
So a video.
Follow us on Instagram at Diggity Podcast. We actually just reached 1,000 followers on Instagram. So super proud moment. Pretty happy with that. You can follow us on Xbox. My gamer tag is Maple Jeff. Brody's yours is
Luscious Brody.
Apologies to whoever has Lucius Brody. Leave a review for the podcast. Helps us out a ton. Helps us do two things. One, helps us get more people into the Diggity community listening to the podcast. And two, it allows us to read your comments from viewers like you. I feel like PBS. What's up, bitch? those comments help us make a better show. You may say, Jeff, Brody, I've never heard two guys talk so much about when someone might have a fucking press conference before or after E3. I don't like it. Hey, that's cool. That's great. That's called fucking feedback. What will Brody do? Brody will probably tell you, shut the fuck up. Me? I'll probably agree. But we'll listen to it, and that's what matters about feedback. thanks to everybody who listens to the show. Means a ton to us. Thanks to everybody who's been following us on Instagram and actually having conversation on Instagram. It's kind of pretty fucking crazy after like you start something up like this. And for the longest time, it's like dead air on Instagram. Like Brody sits there and posts something on Instagram and it gets liked and you're like, yay, people like it, but no one's talking about it. And now
finally,
there's like conversation.
Yeah,
and now there's like conversation. It's like, oh, good civilization.
God, people. I don't know how to talk to them.
Yeah, so it helps out a ton, and you know, we're forever grateful for that. And yeah, like we said, you know, keep an eye out. We got to start discussing YouTube stuff. You can follow us on YouTube channel, Diggity Gaming on YouTube. We're gonna probably start getting into YouTube pretty heavy here after Thanksgiving season. We got to strategize, sir. And like we said, probably first live event will be or live stream will probably be for the Game Awards, and we'll just kind of discuss stuff about the Game Awards and have our predictions down. It'd be like Oscars night. But way cooler,
right?
And not lame, because Oscars night sucks. It's stupid. All right, guys, well, that's it. So I don't know, go listen to some other podcast until Thursday when we come out with another show. So see you guys later. Peace.